and it's Friday. No fooling. I like the old Western music, by the way. I feel like you ought to be coming out like with a six shooter and a cowboy hat. Everybody, it's Steve Doolin. No fooling. There he is. Doolin, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Steve?
You know, I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you for asking on this Friday. You with the young children, are you sleeping at all or are you just wrecked?
Well, we do sleep occasionally in short bursts.
In short bursts, yes. Short, intense sleeping sessions. All right, so I need to ask you something. Somebody asked me this, and I said, you know, when Doolin comes on, I'm going to ask him this question. And it's an important question. All this conversation about Line 5, all of this conversation about what the Snyder administration did for Line 5, and Enbridge offers $500 million to build a tunnel to replace it and so on and so forth. And along comes Gretchen Whitmer that asked for a decision, right, from the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who I think has actually appointed herself governor, if you hadn't noticed. Dana Nessel thinks she is governor. They said, by what authority does Dana Nessel think that she can shut down Line 5? That was the question. He said, Steve, by what authority does Dana Nessel have the ability by herself to shut down Line 5 as she is threatening to do before the end of June? And so help me, from a legal point of view, Mr. Doolin, how do we get there? How does she wield such power?
I'm not really certain where that's supposed to come from. You know, the Attorney General's position is partly interpreter of law. We do have a strong Attorney General system in our state versus some other states. The Attorney General is elected independently in this state. The Attorney General does have the power to interpret law until or unless a court of competent jurisdiction interprets the law. So there's she may take a step to order something somehow, but ultimately she's kind of off to the side of the three branches. She's neither judicial, legislative or executive, she's or any attorney general in Michigan is ultimately an advocate for the state,
but not
there is
really
that role of interpreting law. So there could be something that comes out. Attorneys general, I should say it correctly,
right,
in Michigan issue opinions, not orders.
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. She's basically created a fourth branch of government, if you will, or it was created for her, and she's finding the most expedient ways to exploit that and get as much power as possible. I don't remember in my time here an attorney general asserting this kind of direct power and control over big issues and just saying, you know, I'll make the decision. If the governor doesn't want to shut it down, then I'll shut it down. I mean, I find that shocking, frankly.
Well, you know, ultimately, she may be shocked into reality by the courts.
Well, that would be fun and exciting and fun to watch, honestly.
Bring your popcorn.
Certainly. Let me ask you about something else, headline, that I just all these legal questions popping up. Abortion petition drives have been approved by the Board of Canvassers now, which would bring a fetal heartbeat anti-abortion bill, if you will, to Michigan, much like was signed in Georgia and Ohio. And there's also a petition that would stop what's known as dilation and evacuation abortions. And the way I understand this, if these, and they've been approved now by the Board of Canvassers, they can begin collecting petitions however they do that, which means if they go out and collect petitions, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that here in Michigan, they can collect petitions. The citizens can, this organization can, now that it's approved by the Board of Canvassers. They don't need the governor's signature to ban abortions after a heartbeat is detected. The citizens can take it into their own hands, bypass the governor, take it straight to the legislature, and it can all be approved. Is that correct?
I believe you're correct. Now, once again, ultimately, there's a role for the courts, though. You know, just
you lawyers are all the
a
same.
Law is duly enacted doesn't mean that it's going to survive constitutional muster at the state level any more than it does at the federal level. So this is the beginning of a long process is really, I'm just cautioning everyone.
Yeah, so even if it gets through, the courts, you know, you lawyers are all the same. You just wait till the courts weigh in. All you're doing is talking to your buddies that are up, because all the judges were lawyers, and the whole world's run by lawyers. And you're part of it, Doolin. You're part of it. You're part of the power structure.
It doesn't feel like it from here, but I suppose you're technically correct.
Yeah, the view from here doesn't look that way, Gruber. It's just a little different for me. I get it. I guess that was the end of my big questions for today, because I think those are two really important thing, because this line five thing is just going to hang around forever. And you know, it's strange to me, you know, a company comes along, offers $500 million. Hey, we'll fix it all. We'll pay for it. You know, and I've got Democrats in the UP that are, you know, in the House and Senate from up there say, great, if we had every company that had an environmental challenge offer to pay to fix the thing, the world would be fabulous. Right. And so the one time the company comes along and says, we'll fix the whole thing. And then your Democrat governor and your Democrat appointed, self-appointed other governor both say, yeah, we're not going to allow that to happen. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it makes you wonder what is the real objection? Is it that we're trying to protect the environment and make sure that there aren't any leaks or spills? Or is it really just we're kind of anti-hydrocarbons?
Exactly.
That's what it looks like from here, honestly, because the idea of a tunnel makes sense. I mean, I guess ultimately you need engineers to debate that, because I'm certainly not qualified to do the math on what constitutes an adequate tunnel.
Right.
But conceptually, it makes perfect sense to me. If it leaks, it leaks in the tunnel.
Right.
These problems soluble. We can solve them.
Yeah, and with computers and sensors.
There didn't used to be a bridge either.
Yeah, with computers and sensors, we can detect leaks inside the tunnel, too. I mean, you can stop it when it anyhow. So I hope you're done for the rest of the week, because for the first time in days, I actually see sunshine outside my window, Doolin, and I want you to have a marvelous weekend with the kids.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah,
you have a great weekend, too.
All right, knock 'em dead, my friend. Steve Doolin, everybody. A regular contributor here. Someday I'm actually going to meet the guy. I don't know when, but someday. Straight ahead, the MERS report. Don't go anywhere.